KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school boys basketball action last night, in Hawkeye 10 conference play in a game heard here on KJAN, it was Atlantic outlasting Harlan 55-52 in conference matchup. Atlantic found themselves in a familiar position behind early. The Trojans were trailing 27-20 at halftime. Dalton Franken, the senior forward, scored 15 of those 20 first half points for the Trojans as the offense was pretty tough to come by. Franken said he thought he needed to step that part of his game up a little bit.
I mean, a little bit with Harrison and Stewart, or actually it was Harrison and Sam out of it. You know, it kind of messed up the routine a little bit. And I mean, I felt that I probably had to pick it up a little bit, yeah.
Well, a couple of foul trouble issues early in the ball game for the Trojans as well. And it made for a very physical basketball game, and Dalton says they knew that's how it was going to be.
Officials, when the captains met at the beginning of the game, they said they were going to let us play. So we knew it was going to be physical down low, and we just got to do a little bit job, a little bit better job finishing and finishing through that contact a little bit.
Well, the game was tied at 45 all late in the contest. That's when guard Chad Christensen stepped up and drilled back-to-back three-pointers to give his team a 51-45 advantage.
I just fell in the open looks. One was on an offensive rebound, and Dalton kicked it out to me, and I just shot it, and it went in. And I mean, I was getting those open looks all night, and it was just good to finally hit him down the stretch.
Boy, especially over the last couple of years, Atlantic and Harlan have played some pretty tough games, and Chad said they expected them to be a tough opponent.
It was tough. They played us better than any team has played this year. And when we're not shooting the ball good, and we weren't the best offensive. We didn't run our offense the best, so that was hard. And then our defense kept us in it again, like it always has. Just we keep playing hard on defense.
Dalton Franken had 21 points to lead the Trojans on the score sheet. Christensen and Sam Markham both in double digits as well last night as the Trojans improved to 16-1 on the season. They're now 10-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play on top of the conference standings. Elsewhere in conference play last night, it was Glenwood beating Clarinda 71-38. Kemper Catholic topping Lewis Central 60-33. Red Oak beat Shenandoah 78-51. And in non-conference play, Sergeant Bluff Luton, a winner over Denison 62-55. In other boys' hoops last night in the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside beat Missouri Valley 71-49. It was Trainer over Audubon 65-22. Tri-Center topping AHST 61-44. Underwood beat Griswold 57-44. In boys Rolling Hills Conference play, Adair Casey beat Orient Maxburg 66-32. Cam over Exira EHK 49-25. Ankeny Christian over Iowa Christian 78-42. Grandview Park Baptist beat Peyton Sherdan 73-37. Elsewhere in boys hoops around the region last night, Carroll over Boone 81-69. Bedford beat East Union 45-27. Clarinda Academy topping Heartland Christian 79-43. Earlham over West Central Valley 67-52. Fremont Mills beating Nishnabotna 62-47. Lennox a winner over Corning 69-39. Sydney by 10 over East Mills 44-34. South Page beat Essex 55-38. St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 63-49. Villisca a winner over Stanton 62-47. And Woodward Academy beat Panorama 86-44. In girls high school basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Atlantic 57-33. Glenwood defeated Clarinda 40-34. Kemper Catholic over Lewis Central 66-48. It was Red Oak topping Shenandoah 56-52. Also in non-conference play, Denison over Sergeant Bluff Luton 65-61. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, it was Griswold over Underwood 42-33. Missouri Valley a winner over Riverside 55-45. Trainer beat Audubon 51-42. In girls Rolling Hills Conference play, Adair Casey stopping Orient Maxburg 78-27. Exira EHK over Cam 53-22. Grandview Park Baptist beating Peyton Sherdan 64-60. Iowa Christian over Ankeny Christians 41-37. Elsewhere in girls hoops, Bedford beat East Union 55-18. Corning over Lennox 75-54. It was Earlham over West Central Valley 64-44. Heartland Christian topping Clarinda Academy 73-13. Omaha Duchesne Academy beat Abraham Lincoln 49-38. St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 50-25. Stanton beat Villisca 48-46. In Western Valley Conference tournament play, in the semifinals, it was IKM Manning over Arweva 79-65. Lawton Bronson beat Odebolt Arthur BCIG 67-39. In consolation round action in that tourney, it was Boyer Valley over West Harrison 64-62. Kingsley Pearson beating River Valley 65-37. Ridgeview topping Woodbine 69-44. Westwood over Sioux Land Community Christian 47-24, and Whiting beat Charter Oak Ute 43-25. Atlantic senior forward Dalton Franken has committed to play his college basketball at Dort College in Sioux Center.
Coach Dalma's got an awesome program going up there right now. They're in the national tournament every year, competing for the NAIA national title every year, and it's a winning program, and I can go and be an impact early on, and that's what I was looking for in the school, and felt that that was the right place for me.
The Dort men's basketball team, led by Coach Ross Dalma, is currently ranked 18th in the NAIA Division II National Coaches Poll. They have a 17-5 record on the season. Franken has helped lead Atlantic to a 16-1 record and a number 4 ranking in the Associated Press Class 3A Boys High School Basketball Poll. He was recruited by a number of schools, both large and small, and after weighing all of his options, Franken says he's glad to have the recruiting process behind him.
Looking back on it now, I probably wish I would have done it before the season, because it was kind of calling coaches back and having them call during the season and all that. It was a little hectic, but definitely glad to get the decision done and felt that I made the right one for me.
Franken says he plans to major in either business or sports science at Dort College. Well, Colt Ryan scored 23 points, including a jumper with 33 seconds left in overtime that ended up being the winning score in Evansville's 54-51 victory over Northern Iowa Tuesday night. Ned Cox and Troy Taylor added 9 points each for the Purple Aces as they improved to 13-9. Mark Sonnen scored 11 for the Panthers, who lost their chance to force a second overtime when Anthony James missed a three-pointer at the buzzer. Panthers fall to 11-11. They're 4-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 college hoops, unranked Kentucky has started to show why they were the number 3 team in the preseason AP men's basketball poll. Kyle Wilcher scored a career-high 26 points. Archie Goodwin added 24. And Nerlens Noel set a school record with 12 blocked shots as the Wildcats knocked off 16th-ranked Mississippi 87-74. Also, 11th-ranked Ohio State was a winner over Wisconsin 58-49 as Deshaun Thomas scored 10 of his 25 points in the 15-0 spurt that helped them pick up the win. Indiana State ended Wichita State's 19-game home win streak with a win over the 15th-ranked Shockers 68-55. Virginia beat 19th-ranked North Carolina State 58-55. And number 23 Minnesota ended a 4-game skid, thumping Nebraska 84-65. Iowa State looks to move to 5-2 in the Big 12 when they play at Oklahoma State, but the Cyclones haven't won in Stillwater since 1988. That's a losing streak that sits at 17 games. Oklahoma State is coming off an 80-66 win over West Virginia. Cyclones forward Will Clyburn is the Big 12's Rookie of the Week after posting back-to-back double-doubles in a loss to the Red Raiders and a win over number 18 Kansas State. Tip time set for 7 o'clock at Hilton Coliseum. In the NBA last night, just 4 games, Golden State beat Cleveland 108-95, Milwaukee topping Detroit 117-90, Portland beat Dallas 106-104, the Lakers outscored New Orleans 111-106. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston wins in a shootout 2-1 over New Jersey, the New York Rangers beat Philadelphia 2-1, Toronto topping Buffalo in overtime 4-3, Detroit beat Dallas 4-1, Tampa Bay over Florida 5-2, the New York Islanders beat Pittsburgh 4-1, Ottawa over Washington 3-2, Montreal beat Winnipeg 4-3, Minnesota 3-2 over Columbus, and San Jose in double overtime over Anaheim 3-2. Well, Ray Lewis was the center of attention at Super Bowl Media Day, but he didn't appreciate being the focus. The Ravens linebacker did not want to discuss a Sports Illustrated report that says he used deer antler spray to speed up his recovery from a torn right triceps. The company, Sports with Alternatives to Steroids, says its deer antler substance contains a banned performance enhancer connected to human growth hormone. Lewis dismissed the report as stupidity as he prepares for his final game before retiring at age 37. Lewis was the NFL's leading tackler in the playoffs after missing 10 regular season games with the injury. Meanwhile, players on both Super Bowl teams say they are confused about when a hit is legal by NFL standards. Rules designed to make the game safer are also making players uncertain about which hits are considered clean and which ones could lead to a fine. San Francisco tight end Vernon Davis wondered if two-hand touch is in the future for the NFL and predicts even more changes in the offing. Baltimore safety Bernard Pollard, one of the league's hardest hitters, warned against trying to take collisions out of the game as long as they are clean. Super Bowl Media Day was open to fans for the price of $25 a ticket. They were allowed to sit in sections of seats along the sideline with good views of players on the field. An NFL spokesman says paid attendance was 5,479. The NFL says 5,205 reporters from 24 countries have credentials for Sunday's championship. In other NFL news, Jim Anderson has retired after spending the last 29 years as Cincinnati's running backs coach. That's the longest tenure of any Bengals coach. Anderson joined the team in 1984 after coaching at various colleges. He worked under five different Bengals head coaches, Sam Weish, Dave Shula, Bruce Coslett, Dick LeBeau, and Marvin Lewis. Anderson says he loves coaching, but it's time for a new challenge. Well, the Rams have decided not to give their defensive coordinator's job to Rob Ryan, who spent 2 years in that capacity with the Dallas Cowboys before he was fired following the season finale. The Rams did hire Frank Bush as linebacker's coach, as head coach Jeff Fisher continues to fill out his staff. Bush was with the Titans the last two seasons, and prior to that was defensive coordinator for four seasons with the Texans. Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly took some time off from his heavy recruiting schedule to hold his first news conference since the Fighting Irish lost to Alabama in the BCS title game. Kelly says his interview with the Philadelphia Eagles was mainly an intellectual exercise aimed at getting more information about coaching in the NFL, but his heart remains in college football. Kelly also says he didn't see any signs that linebacker Manti Te'o was affected by the girlfriend hoax leading up to the BCS game, but says in hindsight it may have been a factor. Kelly says Te'o didn't play his best, but the Crimson Tide played a role in that, too. He says only Te'o knows how it actually affected him. And Major League Baseball says it is extremely disappointed about new allegations of performance-enhancing drug use against Yankees slugger Alex Rodriguez and other players contained in a newspaper report. The Miami New Times says it had obtained files through an employee at a recently closed clinic in the Miami area that show A-Rod purchased HGH and other substances. Rodriguez has admitted to using steroids from 2001 to 2003, but he insisted that he stopped after that. He's currently recovering from off-season hip surgery. The new public relations firm for Rodriguez has issued a statement denying the allegations. Other players on that list include 2012 All-Star Game MVP Melky Cabrera, Gio Gonzalez, Bartolo Colon, and Nelson Cruz. Cabrera and Colon reached suspended for failing drug tests last season. MLB says it has actively been involved in the issues in South Florida through its Department of Investigations and that they'll have no further comment until that investigation has concluded. That's the check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.